When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody makes mistakes, but even some of the smallest slip-ups can have colossal consequences that end up costing an absolute fortune. So, following on from parts 1 and 2, here's even more massive mistakes with price tags that are gonna blow your mind.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
The Nangfao Bridge was an arch bridge that linked two sides of Taiwan's Nangfao fishing port, but the 460-foot-long structure was struck by a monumental catastrophe on October 1, 2019. As an unsuspecting oil tanker passed over it, the entire bridge suddenly warped and collapsed 60 feet into the waters below. The tanker looked briefly like it was going to make it, but it too was sent hurtling into the port. As it fell, three shipping boats were crushed beneath tons of falling steel and concrete, while 500 others were trapped inside the harbor. The collapse cost the lives of six fishermen, with a further 10 people injured, but the price of this crisis would soon rise even higher. Because the bridge was just 20 years old, an investigation was launched into the cause of its collapse. At first, many blamed the wind and rains of a typhoon that had struck the harbor several days before, but it was soon revealed that this accident had been years in the making. Rain and salt water had leaked into the anchoring mechanisms over the years, causing its metal to rust away. Steel cables in some places were so badly corroded, cross-sections revealed they were just 22% functional. And to make it all worse, no inspections had been carried out on the bridge for over 4 years. It was soon uncovered that poor bridge management was responsible for missing these flaws in inspection reports, leading to the catastrophic collapse. The accident ultimately cost the government over $160,000 in compensation, and the estimates for a replacement bridge started at an eye-watering $16.8 million. But that has quickly climbed to $29.3 million as more safety measures had to be put in place, all to ensure an avoidable disaster like this doesn't happen again. And speaking of avoidable disasters, don't forget to follow this podcast and leave a 5-star rating if you haven't already. Now, where was I? In April 1990, after decades of planning and work, the famous Hubble telescope, which at the time was worth $1.5 billion, was launched into space. It was designed to send back images to Earth of far-flung stars and galaxies, but there was just one problem. The images were coming back grainy. It was like they'd all been taken on a toaster. NASA eventually established that the 7.8-foot primary mirror of the telescope was actually the wrong shape. It had been built by the Perkin-Elmer Corporation, and the problem was traced back to a calibration issue in their mirror-making equipment. Now, to make a giant, perfectly parabolic and lightweight mirror is no easy feat. First, chunks of borosilicate glass are melted into a mold over the course of a week. Then, over 3 months, the glass is spun and cooled from a temperature of 1200 degrees Celsius to 650 degrees Celsius. Finally, the mirror is ground and polished to an accuracy of 20 nanometers, which can take more than 2 years to complete. But a calibration issue at this stage meant the Hubble's mirror was off by just 1/50th. The thickness of a human hair. It may not sound like a lot, but for that colossal $1.5 billion price tag, NASA were not happy. Replacing the mirror was hugely impractical, so instead NASA designed a corrective lens for the Hubble, a bit like how glasses correct people's vision. The Corrective Optics Space Telescope Axial Replacement Instrument, or COSTAR for short, was delivered and installed in 1993 by a separate expedition. The costly mistake leading to COSTAR's development ultimately set the entire project back a further $50 million. But for pictures that ended up being a lot more clear, I'd say that fix was priceless. And this was not the only expensive galactic mistake. In 2003, a costly operation at Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company really went sideways. The company had been tasked by NASA to work on the NOAA Prime Weather Satellite, a $233 million piece of space technology filled with meticulously calibrated instruments. But disaster struck when workers were carefully turning the satellite into a horizontal position and the entire structure suddenly toppled over 3 feet to the ground. The damage to all those delicate systems was severe, and a full inquiry was launched into the mishap. Despite the presence of incredibly smart technicians and engineers, there was a serious lack of procedural discipline throughout the facility. It turned out that while the turnover cart used during the procedure was in storage, a technician removed 24 bolts which secured the cart's adapter plate, and all without ever documenting doing so. The team who then used the cart failed to check the bolts before moving the satellite, and bingo, multi-million dollar destruction was born. Lockheed Martin had to dig into their profits it had earned, and with a little help from the government, they both footed the astronomical $135 million repair bill. If I was the one paying that, I think I'd have fallen over. And before you start questioning American scientists, astronomical mistakes don't happen only in the U.S. June 4, 1996 was a dark day for the European Space Agency. It marked the launch of Europe's newest unmanned rocket, the Ariane 5, which was a predecessor of the super successful Ariane 4. It was loaded up with four incredibly expensive satellites and achieved liftoff, but 37 seconds in, something went horribly wrong. At an altitude of 2.3 miles while traveling at the speed of sound, the onboard computer hit the shuttle's self-destruct button. The rocket, along with the four satellites, exploded into an unrecoverable ball of smoke, fire, and debris. The Europeans were understandably crushed, but they discovered the entire accident was down to a simple coding error. The Ariane 5 reused working software from its predecessor, the Ariane 4. Unfortunately, the Ariane 5's faster engines exploited a bug that hadn't been found in previous models. The numbers the computers were crunching were just too big for them to handle, which crashed all the guidance and altitude systems, including the backups. The launcher veered abruptly, and this ruptured essential electrical links that triggered the self-destruct sequence. The tiny glitch cost the European Space Agency a total of $500 million, including its incredibly expensive cargo. That's one small mistake for man, but one huge mistake for mankind. Next up, when cryptocurrency Bitcoin was first invented in 2008, very few people saw the value in it. The decentralized digital currency hit the market with a value of just 0.0008 cents per Bitcoin, and people were pretty slow on the uptake. But Englishman James Howell saw the currency's potential. The avid IT worker downloaded the software and mined more than 7,500 coins in a short space of time. But by 2010, Bitcoins still weren't worth much at just 8 cents each. So James stored the code required to spend the coins he had mined away on an external hard drive and briefly forgot about it. But in 2013, he accidentally threw the hard drive away in what would turn out to be a very costly bout of spring cleaning. Unfortunately for him, 2013 was the year Bitcoin really started to take off. By April, it had reached a peak of $220 per coin, making James's stash worth a phenomenal $1.65 million. But he realized his mistake all too late. He desperately began combing nearby landfills and dump sites in an attempt to retrieve his missing millions, but has never recovered the lost drive. To really rub salt in the wound, on December 17, 2017, Bitcoin's prices peaked at an unbelievable $19,783 per Bitcoin. That meant somewhere in an English landfill, an unsuspecting old hard drive was actually worth a staggering $148 million. And by 2030, that price is expected to climb to $387,000 per coin, meaning it could be worth around $3 billion. Has anyone got a metal detector I can borrow? Now, just about everyone on the planet has heard of the incredibly successful Harry Potter fantasy book series. While these stories of the wizarding world have brought magic to the masses, their success is a painful reminder of a huge mistake made by several publishing companies. The first manuscript of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was conjured up by author J.K. Rowling in 1995. It had taken her 5 grueling years to put what was in her head to paper, but that would turn out to be the easiest part. Her literary agent approached a number of publishing houses who you'd have thought would have been fighting over the chance to print it. But amazingly, 12 different houses rejected the manuscript before it eventually ended up with Bloomsbury. Initially, Bloomsbury printed just 500 copies, but by the end of 1997, demand for the book was so high that the figure skyrocketed to 70,000 copies. It became an international bestseller and was soon converted into a well-loved film series, which only fueled Harry Potter fever. By 2018, 500 million books had been sold worldwide, and the entire Harry Potter franchise was worth a breathtaking $25 billion. While the series has concluded, Harry Potter is still very much the jewel of Bloomsbury's publishing crown, helping it pull in over £162 million in 2020 alone. That's over $200 million. Oh boy, I bet the 12 publishers who turned down the first manuscript must feel sick thinking about how much money they rejected. At 2 a.m. on September 8, 2019, the crew of the South Korean MV Golden Ray, which had been sailing along the Georgia coast, suddenly called the authorities. Their 656-foot-long transport ship was listing heavily, and their attempts to right it had failed. By that evening, the vessel, which had been carrying 4,200 Hyundai cars, had rolled fully onto its port side and was left stranded on the shore of St. Simons. A year later, in October 2020, salvage operations to section up and remove the massive ship from the shoreline finally began. This involved a heavy lift vessel called the VB-10,000. It used its massive 240-foot-high cranes to wrap a 400-foot-long anchor chain underneath the wreck and gradually saw it into 8 sections. Each cutaway was then lifted onto a barge, exposing all the sea-wrecked cars that had been trapped inside for over a year. An investigation was launched which discovered that the ship had been listing while it was in the dock loading in vehicles. It was well below its 7,000 car capacity, but instead of taking on an extra ballast to stabilize the ship, the crew just continued loading. Eventually, the ship righted itself, but half an hour later, following a standard 20-degree maneuver, events took a turn for the worse. It became clear that the ship was not in compliance with established stability codes for large vessels, but it had left the port anyway. This tremendously bad decision, along with the complexity of the wreck, led to a humongous insurance claim of over $400 million. That's a number big enough to give anyone a sinking feeling. This whole ship talk makes me think about seafood. I can't help it. There's something about snow crab that Americans just can't get enough of. Their soft, tender meat has customers paying extortionate amounts for a single serving, something seafood restaurant chain Red Lobster tried to capitalize on back in 2003. That year, they began offering an all-you-can-eat crab promotion for just $22.99. Their internal calculations determined that this price, which was just a few dollars more than their regular $14.99 buffet, was high enough to fuel a tasty profit. But they were oh so very wrong. It turned out that people willing to pay $22.99 were really big fans of snow crab. Red Lobster's profitable calculations assumed customers would eat up to 2 plates of crab plus other sides and mains, but they were actually eating more than twice that amount on average. This is because crab meat isn't thick, so customers were able to eat a lot more before filling up. Not only that, but crab is a fiddly food to eat, meaning customers were spending much longer at their tables, so they really got their money's worth. Red Lobster, on the other claw, started hemorrhaging money. They'd inadvertently sparked a huge demand for the legs, which are an import item. This caused the price of the crabs to skyrocket, meaning that, to honor the promotion, Red Lobster had to keep buying in snow crabs at increasingly exorbitant prices. By the end of just one quarter, the company took a massive $3.3 million loss. This triggered a cascade effect where Wall Street analysts saw the mismanagement mistake and downgraded their stock price, wiping a huge $400 million off the company's value. That'll teach them for underestimating the American appetite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to aviation accidents, none can compare to the 2008 disaster of the USA's B-2 Spirit stealth bomber test flight. This state-of-the-art machine was taking off from Guam's Anderson Air Base when all of a sudden the left wing started to dip down dangerously. Unable to stabilize the craft, both the pilots ejected through the cockpit roof and the plane crashed and burned a few seconds later. Fortunately, both the pilots survived, but an investigation was launched into what had caused this high-tech bomber to really bomb. It was revealed that the plane's exposed air data sensors had been waterlogged by heavy rain prior to its takeoff. This meant air pressure readings during its pre-flight check were too high, so the waterlogged sensors were recalibrated. However, when the pilots turned on the sensor heaters, the water evaporated, so while the readings looked normal, they were actually way too low. This incorrect data caused the onboard computer to display the wrong airspeed, so the pilots attempted to lift off at 153 miles per hour rather than the required 166 miles per hour. To top it off, the sensor's bad air pressure readings adjusted the plane into a sharp 30-degree pitch upwards. Angled way too high and going way too slow, the plane immediately stalled and caused the inevitable crash. But the most serious revelation was yet to come. In 2006, this sensor's vulnerability was discovered by air crew and maintenance staff, but nobody thought to note it down. This communication crash came with a hefty price tag, as the plane had been valued at an abominable $1.4 billion. Emphasis on the had. I bet the U.S. military wouldn't mind this monumental mistake flying under the radar. Now, when novice hunter Sergio Martinez got lost wandering in the wilds of Southern California back in October 2003, he was convinced he was going to die. In a desperate attempt to attract the attention of nearby rescue helicopters, he lit two small signal fires amidst the dry brush of the San Diego Hills. While the fire and smoke he made did get attention, it wasn't for a good reason. The hastily made signal fires accidentally sparked a huge, uncontrollable wildfire, which was driven across the landscape by the strong Santa Ana winds. Thanks to this, it quickly spread at a rate of 3,600 acres per hour. That's more than 2,700 football fields of hillsides set ablaze every 60 minutes. By the time it was finally contained on November 4th, it had scorched more than 273,000 acres, an area of land roughly the same size as Hong Kong. 2,820 homes and buildings were destroyed, and 15 people tragically lost their lives. Even today, it's widely considered one of the worst wildfires in Californian history. Despite this, Martinez was only sentenced to serve 6 months in a work furlough program along with 960 hours of community service. While his stupid decision didn't cost him all that much, insurance losses were estimated at just over $1 billion in total. That's around $1.48 billion today. Even if his house wasn't burnt down, I bet he moved out of California pretty quickly. Back in the year 2000, one of the worst peacetime submarine accidents in history took place off the coast of Russia. The 18,000-ton nuclear submarine Kursk was in the middle of a training exercise in the Barents Sea when all of a sudden a huge explosion ripped through the area. It was followed a few minutes later by an even larger explosion which ripped a massive gash in the forward bow of the 508-foot-long submarine. Wrecked by the blast, the Kursk sank about 350 feet beneath the waves. Of the 118 crew, just 23 managed to survive the initial explosions and were stranded hundreds of feet underwater. But sadly, international rescue teams couldn't reach them in time and all the crewmen tragically perished. When pressed for answers about the doomed sub, Russian officials claimed it couldn't have been caused by a collision with a foreign submarine or an old underwater World War II bomb, but the truth eventually surfaced. A Russian Navy board determined that one of the Kursk 6575A super heavyweight torpedoes had leaked and exploded in its chamber from a faulty weld. Like many torpedoes, the 6576As used hydrogen peroxide as underwater fuel. But this chemical compound can become explosive if it comes into contact with a catalyst, which in this case was the copper lining the torpedo tubes. The explosion of the fuel started a fire which then caused all ammunition on board to detonate. It took 14 months to drag part of the sub back to the surface in a costly $70 million retrieval mission. But that was nothing in comparison to the $1 billion it had taken to build the 6-year-old submarine. In today's money, that's a bank-breaking $1.76 billion. I reckon somebody got fired for that welding mishap. Probably out of the next available torpedo tube. Here's another aquatic mistake. On April 20th, 2010, a huge explosion engulfed the Deepwater Horizon offshore oil rig just 41 miles off the coast of Louisiana. The disaster claimed the lives of 11 workers and injured 17 others, but the worst was yet to come. Oil was spilling out into the waters of the Gulf of Mexico at an alarming peak rate of 60,000 barrels a day. That's enough to fill almost 4 Olympic swimming pools with oil every 24 hours. The toxic black sludge polluted some 1,100 miles of America's shoreline and was quickly declared the largest oil spill in human history. But it could have been avoided. The Transocean-owned rig, which had been hired by oil giant BP, was positioned over an oil well 5,000 feet below the waves and a further 18,000 feet below the rock. BP had recently hired contractors Halliburton to seal the well up on the seafloor in order to temporarily shut the oil supply off. They planned to use a nitrogen foam cement mix for this, but both companies knew that the mix was unstable. 3 out of 4 preliminary pressure tests revealed the mix did not meet industry standards, but the companies cracked on regardless. As such, natural gas and oil began to leak through the dodgy cement seals. Then a series of emergency fail-safes above also failed, which meant oil traveled up Deepwater's rig riser where it explosively ignited at the top. The devastating damage sank the rig just 2 days later and left cleanup crews battling with tides of black tar for over 3 years. But the accident hit BP where it hurts most, in its wallet. They initially established a $20 billion compensation fund for those affected, but by the following year, the company had hemorrhaged over $63.4 billion in cleanup, recovery, and legal costs. And in a damning blow, the U.S. government slapped the largest financial penalty ever imposed on a single company on BP to the tune of $20.8 billion. All up, that's a staggering $104.2 billion. It only went a small way to making up for their gross negligence, but hopefully it's taught them to clean up their act in the future. Next up, Netflix wasn't always the international streaming success it is now. In the days before Tiger King, Stranger Things, and Money Heist, Netflix actually rented out DVDs across America through a mail-in system. It was established in 1997 and became the world's first online DVD rental store, but it only had 30 employees and 925 titles available. By 1999, they introduced a subscription service and managed to raise $30 million in venture capital financing. Even though they were actually losing money, they felt confident enough in the business model to approach Blockbuster, offering to sell Netflix to them for just $50 million. Being the undisputed kings of home video rental, Blockbuster, who had 9,000 stores and a market value of $5 billion at their peak, turned them down.
What?
But it was a move they'd come to bitterly regret a few years later. As the world moved from video cassettes to DVDs to online streaming, Netflix adapted its business models. It wasn't until 2004 that Blockbuster launched Blockbuster Online, offering unlimited DVD rentals to compete with Netflix, but Netflix already had the online lead. Then in 2007, Netflix launched its online streaming platform, which was streaming internationally by 2010. For Blockbuster, this was the killing blow. Very few people were renting videos and DVDs in-store anymore, and their revenue took a serious tumble. By 2010, they filed for bankruptcy and were found to be worth a fraction of their previous market value at just $24 million. Netflix, on the other hand, thrived. When the world went into lockdown in 2020, the 190-country service was valued at an astonishing $194 billion, more than 38 times that of Blockbuster's peak. Ouch. Now that's a mistake that's almost too painful to keep watching. But while that was a costly business mistake, at least it didn't claim any human lives like this next one. Japan is no stranger to strong earthquakes. Because it's situated above four tectonic plates, which constantly move and grate against each other, about 1,500 earthquakes strike the island every year. Since the 1700s, huge quakes with magnitudes of 8.6 have rocked the country so violently that cities have been leveled and lives lost. So now, Japan's city planners and engineers are constantly updating and reinforcing important structures to withstand large-scale earthquakes. But tragically, this wasn't always the case. On January 17, 1995, at 5:46 a.m., a deadly 6.9 magnitude earthquake rocked western Japan's Hanshin area. Though it only lasted 20 seconds, the city of Kobe was decimated. 120,000 structures were damaged, at least half of which had collapsed. But even more devastatingly, sections of the Hanshin Expressway linking Kobe and Osaka also toppled over. The single reinforced concrete pillars holding the expressway up sheared off at their bases, collapsing huge stretches of the expressway. When the damage was reviewed, it was discovered that this massive elevated structure had been constructed nearly 30 years before under incredibly outdated seismic provisions from the 60s. It had been scheduled for a retrofitting to update it, but at that point the gesture was too little too late. The damages in the Hyogokan Prefecture alone were estimated to cost a staggering $200 billion. Though the area has now almost completely recovered, it's clear nobody in Kobe will ever make the mistake of taking earthquake regulations lightly ever again. If you were amazed at these catastrophic mistakes, you might want to check out the previous episodes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you the next time you want to be amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.